This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is still trying to find bipartisan agreement on an almost $2 trillion coronavirus aid package to send to the House. Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow says that everyone wants to get it done fast, but they also want to make sure it's right. He wants to know how funds to help larger companies like airlines would be used.
I want to make sure it's going to support operations, that the airlines can continue to fly, but also support workers.
The Senate package includes $500 billion in loans to businesses, states, and municipalities, direct payments of $1,200 to adults and $500 per child, and $250 billion to help state unemployment insurance programs. Republican Congressman Scott Tipton wants to improve care for the elderly and the homeless. He's introduced a bill requiring federal housing officials to share data with federal health officials to find potential COVID-19 hotspots.
Protecting the most vulnerable has been and continues to be a top priority for our nation, and this bill will continue to improve the speed at which we're able to deliver care and information to them.
Social distancing has reduced the number of real estate showings for houses in Metro Denver. On average, the area has about 7,000 showings per week. Last week, there were only 4,600 showings in Metro Denver. Heather Heyer of Live Sotheby's International Realty says there's a solution for that.
With our seller's permission, we can do what is termed virtual showings, meaning that the buyer's agent would go into the home and use a FaceTime application.
Heyer says home prices have not gone down because Denver is still a hot market. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.